This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. You'll notice more crowded roads and airports, says the AAA, as travel recovers from the depths of the pandemic era. 53 million Americans will travel, 90% of them by car, says the AAA. Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning, $1.29 higher than last Thanksgiving. The trial of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, is expected to go to the jury today in Georgia. Prosecutors will wrap up their legal argument today, having told jurors yesterday the defendants cannot legitimately claim self-defense.
They can't claim self-defense under the law because they were the initial unjustified aggressors and they started this. And they were committing the felonies against Ahmaud Arbery.
Defense attorneys say the men thought Arbery was a burglar and were trying to make a citizen's arrest. The trial is on Court TV. The suspect in the Christmas parade crash in Waukesha, Wisconsin, has a criminal record, say police. Five people were killed in that tragedy. Tim McGuire reports.
A 39-year-old man is in jail facing intentional homicide charges after leaving the site of a domestic disturbance before police arrived and barreling into a parade underway Sunday in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And this from ABC 7 Chicago, Police Chief Dan Thompson says officers were not chasing Darryl Brooks Jr. despite his allegedly being involved in the dispute just minutes earlier.
There's no pursuit that led up to this incident. This is not a terrorist event.
Four of the five killed are women, 52 to 78 years old, the other an 81-year-old man.
A committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection has issued subpoenas to five more people, including Trump ally Roger Stone and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. This is AP News. Your Thanksgiving dinner will cost more this year. The AP's Mike Hempin's got this.
The American Farm Bureau estimates a Thanksgiving feast for 10 will be about $53 this year, up 14% from last year. Butterball CEO Jay Jandrin says labor, transport, and feed costs all soared and remain elevated.
The inflation's real. Everybody is seeing it. Everybody is feeling it.
Jandrin says labor shortages led to processing delays. And while the turkeys waited, they grew bigger.
That's why we're seeing larger turkeys in the marketplace. And while you're hearing that there are fewer small turkeys, but there's certainly plenty of turkeys are just larger.
Jandrin says there will be about the same number of whole turkeys this year as last year. I'm Mike Hempin.
Stocks were mixed yesterday. The Dow gained 17 points yesterday. The S&P fell 15. The Nasdaq lost 202 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.